This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ladies and gentlemen, big news when it comes to inflation, consumer price index. We also got a jobs report just the other day. Joining us is the Small Business Administration Administrator, Isabella Guzman. Madam Administrator, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Reverend Thompson.
It's a pleasure to have you. So from your point of view, when it comes to small businesses and jobs, how promising, how optimistic are you feeling about the news?
Yes. Well, President Biden's economic plan is working clearly. Inflation has come down for 6 months in a row. He's prioritized in addressing inflation, so it's great news. Annual inflation has fallen to its lowest since late 2021. And that's good for small businesses. The cost of goods are falling. It's more breathing room for them as they navigate this marketplace and more certainty as they're trying to figure out pricing strategies and inventory strategies. Yeah, and the president's been committed to continuing to make progress. And you know, right now in 2023, with the heralding of the new year, you know, small business owners can now take advantage of lowering their energy bills, tax credits, you know, thanks to historic legislation last year. So, you know, when the president talks about building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, well, you know, that's a startup. Those are small businesses, and he's really committed to making sure that all these investments and infrastructure. The investments in the energy of the future and made in America manufacturing can inure to our small businesses who are so core to the economy.
That is important. And does this also help when small businesses are able to make those adjustments with energy bills and what else? Does that make it easier for them to, one, hire more employees and, two, raise their wages? I think wages have gone up a tick or two as well.
Wages have gone up as well. And, you know, small businesses are really giants in the economy because they create 2/3 of net new jobs. And we've seen nearly 11 million jobs. You referenced the jobs numbers that came out earlier, and jobless rates are down. But so we rely on them to create jobs. And so we want to make sure that they can get the revenues that they need to grow and have affordability when they operate their businesses.
What about those? Is it too early for those who want to think about creating small businesses? I know before the pandemic, there was sort of a boom in that, especially amongst Black and brown women. You know, that hit a downturn, we understand. Is any signs that that is on the comeback?
Yeah, most definitely. In fact, during the Biden-Harris administration, you know, since the president took office, we've seen 9.5 million new business applications, new business starts. And that's, you know, 70% higher than average. You know, businesses are starting up. More people are pursuing that American dream of business ownership. And it continues, as it has been for the past 10 years, you know, to be a changing face of entrepreneurship. It's women and people of color, and especially Black women and brown women who are starting businesses at the highest rates. And even during, you know, the pandemic, we saw business start in zip codes that are predominantly African-American and have high rates of growth in entrepreneurship. So whether it was opportunity or necessity, you know, our communities are still starting businesses at really high rates. And our job at the SBA is to make sure that they can have success outcomes. And that's what the Biden-Harris administration is committed to.
Indeed. And that's very important. Do these numbers suggest that things are only going to get better? There's no forecast of any upcoming bumps in the road, is there?
Well, I mean, and that's what the president's really committed to, making sure the economy can work for everyone. And, the investments that we're making that I mentioned, will really help small businesses. Because right now, with any uncertainty they may feel, revenues is how they can create more certainty, expanding the clients, the number of customers they have, or getting contracts to do and rebuild our roads and bridges, or create the EV infrastructure that is going to be financed. And so, those are all opportunities. So that's great hope. And I meet businesses around the country on an ongoing basis who are trying to take advantage of these great opportunities by working with the SBA to get affordable capital or bonding to go after contracts and to get the technical assistance, because these things require a lot of strategy and time and effort, and we have advisors around the country there to support our small businesses.
Well, and on that note, as we go, share with our audience, if someone is listening and they're thinking about that, trying to get off the ground, what do they do? What's the first step in terms of engaging the SBA and engaging some of those advisors?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think for every small business owner, and I grew up in a small business family, I've had businesses myself, you need a team around you, and it may just be you who's starting it. And so, as you look to grow your business, seek out the free resources that are available to you at SBA.gov. We've launched and now I've expanded our network of small business centers and advisors around the country, including, thanks to the President's American Rescue Plan, a new community navigator pilot program that focuses on building bridges to those entrepreneurs who are starting at the highest rate, those underserved communities, including people of color. And we have, for example, the great partnership with the U.S. Black Chamber that's focusing on getting contracts into the community. Or the National Urban League that's focused on overall business support and training, and great organizations that are helping level up the SBA so that you can get the assistance and feel comfortable coming to us with any question, because no question is too crazy or dumb at all, because every small business owner has to grapple through those early decisions of, what does this mean when in my loan application? And what does this mean on as I pursue a contract? So know that we're here, we're part of your team, and the SBA is here to help.
That's good to know. The Small Business Administration Administrator, Isabella Guzman, our very special guest. It's an honor to meet you, honor to speak with you, and encouraging to know, folks, that, there are women of color who are coming up these days when it comes to establishing new businesses and new opportunities. Ultimately, this will create more jobs for many people. And as administration gets bills passed for practical things like infrastructure, that's opportunity. And that's what the SBA there is to help us do. Full disclosure, I was an undergrad in college in the mid 80s, and I had an internship at the SBA.
Alan, that's amazing. That's great.
I don't even think I was 20 years old yet. So, so I go back to the days at the main headquarters. So God bless you. And we thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping us share the good news.
Thank you for sharing it. Thank you so much for helping me get the word out.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Joining us now, as always, to discuss the monthly jobs report and the latest inflation news is the chief economist at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, CenterOnBudget.org. Chad Stone joins us once again. Happy New Year, Chad.
Happy New Year, Mark. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to see you. First, let's touch on jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decent report once again. Things are still moving forward, aren't they?
Yes. So we now have data for the whole year on both jobs and inflation. And as expected, the pace of job creation has slowed from the incredibly torrid pace. I mean, it was really a hot jobs market at the beginning of the year. And it's calmed down, as was to be expected, because we already had made up all the jobs we lost in the pandemic and ahead of where we were just before the pandemic. So that was all good news. So we had 223,000 jobs created in December. And that's down from 300 to 400, and before that, 500 or so. But it's very solid job creation, and we are now 1.24 million jobs above the February 2020 level. And that's mostly recovered, even keeping up with population. So that's really a good number. 220,000 of the jobs were private. There's the issue that we frequently talk about the leisure and hospitality industry, which had a huge hole in the recession, and has been gradually climbing out, but still is down, not quite a million jobs, and also local government, especially local government education, that's also still in a pretty big hole. But the overall job market is good, and right now I've been talking about payroll employment, which is the survey, which comes from a survey which asks employers, how many people do you have on your payroll? The household survey, which is a different survey from which we get the unemployment rate and some other measures, asks households how many people in your household are employed, i.e. have a job, looking for a job, actively looking for a job, which means you're unemployed, or maybe you want a job, but you're not actively looking, and that's means you're not in the labor force. And those numbers were going in the opposite direction from the payroll job last month and the month before that. You might remember we talked about that there was a discrepancy between the two surveys. But this time there's a pretty big jump in employment in the household survey as well. And for all good reasons, the unemployment rate went back down to 3.5%, which is where it was at the start of the pandemic. And which, in fact, is the lowest it's been. I mean, it was that way at the beginning of before the pandemic. But it's a number that the last time we saw a number lower than that was in 1969. So this is it's a pretty strong labor market, and it was people getting jobs and people moving out of unemployment that contributed to the substantial job growth and the reduction in the unemployment rate. So that's all good. Headline information from the jobs. Labor force participation, the share of the population either looking or either actively looking or have a job, that ticked up. It's been a little stubborn about getting getting up as high as we'd like it to be, but it ticked up, and so did the share of the population with the job. So all the standard measures that we look at, or a bunch of the standard measures that we look at, all moved in the right direction. So that was good. Good way to end the year.
Do we have any way of knowing to what extent, if any, December Christmas season retail might have had on the job market in December?
These numbers don't have specific information on that, but what they do is they try to take out the expected number of jobs increases that you would get every December, so-called cyclical component part that every year you have summer jobs, you have leaving summer jobs, you have the preparatory to the Christmas season and the Christmas season. But I think it was pretty good because the December number was pretty good, but I don't have specifics.
That's good to know. But it sounds like we're still a little challenged when it comes to Legion hospitality and local education jobs.
It's been a slow climb back. Everything's moving in the right direction, but there's still a pretty big gap in each of those.
Yeah, I understand. So the president talked about inflation. What's your takeaway on that? And Chad, help us understand, this is where you get to play professor again to my student. What's the relationship between inflation and jobs? And maybe even specifically this month's jobs report.
So inflation, which to be clear, is the rate of increase in prices. And we talk about what's going on with the price level. And if that's going up, then we're having inflation. But then we're also focusing on what's happening to the inflation level. Are prices going up faster than they did the month before, or are they going up more slowly? We'll come back to that. We'll put a pin in there. And you ask, what's the relationship between jobs and inflation? Well, in general, inflation, normal inflation, and we've had some abnormal inflation, which due to supply shocks and things like that, which I'll talk about in a minute. But normal inflation depends upon largely the gap between what the economy is capable of producing in terms of its factories and potential workforce, and what it's actually producing, which is determined by aggregate demand for services. And when aggregate demand is well below the economy's capacity, existing capacity to produce goods and services, that's deflationary, and that puts pressure on that leads to increased unemployment. And so you want to close that gap. And as you close that gap between what the economy is actually demanding and what it's capable of producing, if you bump up against the supply constraints, then that can start to generate inflation. So normally, Federal Reserve will slow the economy when it's hot. And closing when job creation is strong and it's closing in on full employment due to growing aggregate demand. But in the pandemic, sorry, I'm getting a little academic here. In the pandemic, we had supply constraints that were abnormal, shortages of goods and services due to the pandemic, shortages of workers due to the pandemic, supply chain issues, all of these things reduce the economy's capacity to supply goods and services in the moment, and demand bumped up against it sooner and generated inflationary pressures. Now, what the Federal Reserve is trying to do is raise interest rates to slow that growth of aggregate demand, keep inflation from getting worse. And in fact, inflation in the second half of 2022, the inflation rate steadily came down. And December, we had a really good inflation rate in terms of the increase in prices, or the change in prices between November and December, the change in the consumer price index was actually negative. In other words, the price level dropped. Inflation was negative. But that was just for 1 month. But the 12-month rate, which is what gets the headlines, which got up over close to 9% in the worst of the inflation, is now down to 6.5%. That's the change in prices over the course of the last. So most of the measures that we look at with respect to inflation are significantly improved, not necessarily to the full satisfaction of the Fed. So back to the inflation and jobs. In the times we were in, the labor market was strong, and that wasn't necessarily a major contributor to inflation, but it wasn't like a situation in the recession where a weak labor market makes inflation go down. That's not the major reason why inflation went down. Major reason inflation has gone down is because we've resolved a lot of supply constraints. And that's so sorry for that. You called me a teacher and I fell into teacher mode.
Well, that's why I asked you to do it. But now, so the Fed has, it has its own target.
Yes.
Right. And what is that target?
So the Federal Reserve's goal for inflation is to have a price index that's slightly different from the consumer price index, something called the personal consumption expenditure index. To have that index rise at a 2% annual rate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the rate that the Fed thinks is good for the economy, because some inflation, you want to have some inflation to leave room for prices to go down, in the economy, people don't like to see their nominal wages, what's on their paycheck. They don't like to see that cut at all. And employers don't like to do that either. But the way that you can slow the wages in places where the demand is down for those workers without actually cutting their wages is to have inflation. And so it allows flexibility prices. 2% is pretty low. We're not there. That would correspond to a CPI of 2.3 roughly percent. And the Fed is bound and determined to get back down to that level. And that runs a risk that you could describe theoretically a path how that happens, where inflation comes down as a result of the Fed tightening and the reduced demand for certain goods and services, and wages don't come down as fast, in which case the value, the purchasing power of wages is going up because inflation is coming down faster than wages. But currently, wages have been going up more than is consistent with that 2% inflation. That's complicated Fed thinking. The debate right now in the economic and policy community is the Fed tightening too much too fast when we are seeing improvements in inflation? And the Fed's answer would be, we want to make sure that we don't repeat the 1980s when we had really strong and really high inflation, and the Federal Reserve Chairman at the time, Paul Volcker, really slammed on the brakes and threw us into what at the time was a really bad recession. So they want to try to avoid that, but they can't be sure of that. It's not something you can fine tune. You don't have responsive gas and brake pedals in monetary policy. They're like herky jerky with missing, you know, sometimes you push the accelerator and does one thing, sometimes you push the brakes, it takes longer to things to stop. And that's the uncertainty. And it takes a while to get a response. It's not like you push the brakes and automatically you start slowing, press the accelerator. Acceleration. So it's an art, not a science. And there's lots of potentiality when you're tightening stakes.
Right. Right. SBA administrator on with us in the early part of the show, you heard some of what she had to say. White House touting, as you just mentioned, wages are higher than they were 6 months ago. Lowest unemployment in 50 years. One other thing about jobs, where you go, 11 million jobs are created over this time, including 750,000 manufacturing jobs. That's what the White House is saying. You and I don't talk much about it. We talk about Legion Hospitality.
We talk about people, yeah.
When we talk about manufacturing jobs, I guess some of that has to do with what? Infrastructure?
Perhaps, but the infrastructure spending is to expand capacity, and that takes takes some time to actually show up in greater capacity. I think it's just that the demand is relatively strong for manufactured goods. And the manufacturing is a pretty small segment of the economy compared to what it used to be. It's small generally, but compared to what it used to be, it's been falling quite some time. But it's good to see manufacturing jobs. It's good to see jobs in any sector.
Right.
But manufacturing is still viewed as the job. But especially for folks in unions or
right.
had been in, and so it is important to the economy. But services are, in fact, much more important than goods production. So most of the jobs are going to be in services going forward.
Yeah.
Manufacturing is closely watched for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So, folks, decent jobs report, a little bit of a slowdown, but doesn't take us far off the mark in terms of the consistency and the averages. Inflation coming down just by means of reporting. Just let me give you a few more numbers. Gas is down $1.70. Food prices are going down. Electronics and used car prices are coming down. Insulin is capped at $35 a month for seniors on Medicare. These are all good pieces of news. And I'm sure some of you are already feeling it in your own pockets and pocketbooks before Chad and I have even disclosed it. And so we'll continue to watch how this goes. Chad is with us every month. We do appreciate that. And we start a new year together, Chad and me, 2023. Happy New Year to all of you. I pray that each and every one of you had a blessed holiday season and a happy New Year's Day and a happy Kwanzaa if you celebrate that as well. We also had Hanukkah, so God bless all of you. Chad, thanks again, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always great to be with you.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.